Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
And welcome to our Friday episode.
Hello, Friday.
Where we can see how much... I'm Jordan. We can see how much extra content we can squeeze into your week. It's random things that have been sent in. It's extra bits from our week. And it's how our advice went down with you, our Gene Divas.
Consider us, Gene Divas, your men Friday. It's a Gulliver's Travels reference.
Have you got much planned for this weekend?
What am I doing this weekend? Seeing some friends, which would be nice. That's about it, really.
I've got a very Guinnessy weekend coming up.
Do you?
Yeah, and I'm a bit worried because everybody's been saying to me at the moment.
Lots of opportunities to do the joke.
Lots of opportunities to do the Guinness joke. Oh, I'll be doing it, yeah. People have been saying to me at the moment, loads too. Your skin looks great.
It's because you weren't drinking.
It's because I'm not drinking. I'm off the booze.
Well, you're on it now because you drank at Alex Blitz's.
Yeah, I only had a couple there.
Only had a couple?
Yeah.
It's like having George Best with us.
I like a drink, William. All right. Work hard, play hard.
And you did notice your skin changed the day after.
I did.
I
was like, I'm blotchy. I'm blotchy. I've gone blotchy again, but I'm having a Guinnessy weekend this weekend.
Oh, are you?
So I'm going out for a pint week. Greg?
Yes.
James? Little name drop there. I actually don't know if we're going
Very little name drop.
I don't know if we're going for a pint or not, but he loves a Guinness, does Greg? A lot of people don't know that. Then I'm... What?
It's all right. Then I'm, it's just you being naturally funny again.
Why? What is... Don't... Cheers. And then I'm meeting an old uni mate.
Right. Did he do media studies as well?
He did. Mm. He did. What's that meant to mean?
No, nothing.
And we used to go off and sneak Guinness. Because like...
But you were above the legal drinking age.
Yeah, I know. But in uni, you didn't drink Guinness because it weren't that cool. And we'd go in student bars. It was all in plastic glasses. So we used to go to a few nice pubs and drink Guinness.
Okay.
Weatherspoons. And then on Sunday, I'm meeting our Lee.
Oh.
Now, we can only have a few Guinness.
What's the plural? He's not been mentioned for ages. He used to send you all your jokes.
I know, yeah. But
can you tell him to get on with it?
Oh, well, we've not fallen out. His Joanne listens every week.
Well, Joanne, could you get Lee to send Jordan some more jokes?
But I'm meeting our Lee. Now, we can only have a few Guinness.
Right.
Because he messes with his guts. So he'll have a few Guinness and he goes on to bitter. Oh, God. So, got a very Guinnessy weekend coming up.
Lovely.
I'm actually looking forward to it.
Well, drink responsibly.
Thank you.
Now, our social media queen, Jo, has found a list outlining the new hipster trends for 2024. So we thought, how do we score? I'm obviously a huge hipster. Mm-hmm. I'm known for my hipsterness.
I thought hipster was pretty old to use that term.
Yeah. Well, maybe there's a new term for 2024.
Okay.
So are you getting really into fragrance in the hopes that you'll find a signature scent?
Yes.
Okay, well, that means you're a hipster.
I've got a few now. I've got a very good signature scent.
Yeah, from your bum. Farts. It's a fart
joke. Oh, okay. Oh, wow, okay. Don't leave, babe. Leave what? The fart jokes to me. It doesn't suit you.
Oh, look, don't call me babe. I'm not a pig.
Okay. Babe, I'll do the fart jokes. Don't lower yourself to my level. Come on. We all know you better than that.
Are you more Barry Keoghan, we don't know, or Paul Mescal?
Oh, that's a tough one. I'd like to be Paul Mescal.
Ah, well, that's a bit, you're not hipster then.
Oh, I'm not.
No, because Paul Mescal, bit last year.
He's well hipster.
Yeah, but not no, now you've got Barry.
He wears those short shorts.
Does he?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, anyway, if you wanted the hipster answer, it was old Bazza. Do you prefer an alcohol-filled night out or a sober, chilled evening at a jazz bar?
Alcohol-filled night out.
I'm afraid you're not hipster.
I've done an alcohol-fueled night at a jazz bar in New York.
Oh, have you?
I was hammered. I was absolutely hammered. I was
at Mary's Crisis. That wasn't a jazz bar.
No, but I went
to... Or was
to
there another one?
Went to another one. I was on Old Fashions. Oh, God. I was rough next day.
I bet you were.
Yeah. Okay. Having an hangover in New York as well, because it's like really loud when you walk in the streets. Thank God for Dollar Pizza.
Dollar Pizza?
Yeah, you can get a pizza slice for a dollar.
Oh, lovely. Now, I don't know who these people are. Fred Again or Barry Can't Swim?
Oh.
Is this Barry as in Barry Keoghan?
No, they're DJ producers. That's a tough one because I really like them both. I'll say Fred Again's a bit... No, he's not last year. I'll go for Barry Can't Swim.
Right. What sort of songs does Barry do?
I'll play you a few later. They're like dance tracks, if you will.
Dance tracks. Mm. I'm more into the Musketeers, actually. Mm. So, Barry Can't Swim is the more hipster answer. Would you rather date a chef or a DJ?
A DJ.
You'd rather date a DJ?
Yeah.
Which DJ would you like to date?
Just DJs are cool. They're really needy.
Mm,
They're quite neurotic.
Yes.
They've
got a signature scent.
They cry for attention.
Mm.
They need to be loved.
Yes.
So why wouldn't anybody want to go out with a DJ?
Yeah, no, I'm queue around the block. Well, the hipster answer, sorry, you're not hipster, is a chef.
Right, can I just say this, and it's no offence to any chefs listening, and I'm sure many people that have worked in catering will agree, chefs are the most temperamental bastards you'll ever work with, right?
How many chefs? You've worked with Mary Berry.
No, yeah, she's a cook. Is that a bit...
Well, no, she's more of a cook than a chef, but anyway.
That, like, when I was at uni and stuff, I used to be a pot washer. If you've got a head chef, because let's not forget, and I've always said this, it's got to be the hardest job ever. You work every weekend, every evening, every Christmas, every Easter, every New Year, every bank holiday. So they get a bit pissed off. But head chefs can be right arsey gets. So don't date a chef. And why would you date a chef? They're never in. They're always out. You can't sit and watch Traitors because they're bloody cooking till 10 o'clock at night.
Right. Well, how about if you're dating a DJ who does The Late Show?
I had a chef pin me up against the wall once.
Did you?
Yeah. Because I messed an order up. He proper gripped me.
Oh, like that.
Yeah. Right. No. Yeah. And he listens now. He's a big mate. He's still a good mate. Hiya, Tony, if you're listening.
Hello, Tony.
Hiya, Tony. But yeah, I mean, I was being cocky. I was hungover then as well.
He was being cocky as well. Fluffy hair or bed hair?
Fluffy hair.
Okay, that is the hipster answer. Bed hair, I don't think, looks good on anyone. Finally, how do you feel about zippy off trousers? They're the long trousers with zips in the middle so you can turn them into shorts.
Oh, God, no. That's what my dad used to wear when we used to go to Lake District.
Yeah, they have never been fashionable.
They've never been cool.
But apparently they are now.
Oh, for God's sake, really?
Yeah, that's the hipster thing.
Oh, God.
We also have a few honourable mentions. If you are a big fan of the brand Stussy...
S2C?
T umlaut U S S Y, that Satusi, back tattoos and going on holiday in working class cities like Jordan's trip to Skegness. Apparently, you're a 2024 hipster.
Oh, okay. Working class cities.
Have you booked Skegness again for this year? Or is that TBC?
That's TBC. Possibly October, maybe December.
Okay.
Wow, we've not got another book coming out, have we?
No.
Right,
well, you don't. Anyway, a lot of.
I knew it wouldn't take long. Literally at the time, so an hour ago, our fabulous publishers at Penguin Random House and
Century, yeah,
who published Help I Sex My Boss, they've given William a book deal. So I thought, not want to be outdone, I thought I'd jump on this bandwagon, sent an idea over a couple of chapters, and it was a very nice no. It was a love, as far as no's go and rejections, it was the best no I've ever had.
Is it?
Yeah. So thank you. But it's there.
I don't think I didn't read it as a no. I read it as a not that.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
A lot of people have been in touch since we spoke about your newfound love for country music.
Yes.
Is that still a thing?
Yes.
Have you listened to Carrie Underwood Before He Cheats yet?
No.
Such a good song.
Okay.
I sent it to you. Anyway. Many of our listeners recommended that we listen to Good Lookin' by Dixon Dallas, which is somewhat of a queer country album.
Is it, hey, good lookin', what you got cookin'? Is it that one?
Well, I don't know. Okay. Because I said a few weeks ago that I didn't think there were many LGBT
country music
songs. Well, yes, this is...
You should listen to... You'd Love Him. Oh, what's he called? Let me find out, because he is...
This is another fascinating moment where Jordan tries to find something and then can't.
He's a gay country singer that wears a mask. Orville Peck.
Orville Peck?
Any country fans that are listening, listen to his album, Bronco. It's one of the best albums I heard, not last year, year before.
Okay, well, this is Dixon Dallas, Good Looking.
There's something about the way you look in my eyes.
Oh, yes.
Very nice.
Like a starry night, you light up my sky.
Oh, yes.
How romantic.
You lean in closer and my heart starts to pound.
Oh, getting steamy.
I heard you sigh, you know I love that sound.
That's nice. Well, it's porn.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you can always rely on the gaze to lower the level, can't you?
Jeez. Wow. What's he called? Dixon Dallas.
Dixon Dallas.
You give William a semi on there, Dixon.
He's dancing off. What are the lyrics again? That was just...
Oh, read the lyric. Can you read the lyrics out to us?
Okay. He's bouncing off my booty cheeks. I love the way he rides. I can hardly breathe when he's pumping deep inside. I kiss him on his neck and then he... Oh, I can't believe I'm saying this. I kiss him on my neck and then he kisses on my bussy.
What's bussy?
Let's not go there. Call him daddy while I holler. Man, that boy is so damn good looking. Looking.
What's bussy?
Jordan, don't...
What's bussy?
It's a bottom.
Your bum?
Yes. More
or less. Okay.
I'm just seeing if there's any other particular verses.
Oh, is it boy? Yeah. Is that what it is? Boy.
Yes,
right.
Darling.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, there we go. It's a quite nice song if you ignore the lyrics.
Right. Come on. Let's go. This is taking ages, this one. Come on.
This is from Anonymous. Hi, all. I had to write in about the nose ring story because I can definitely relate. The first time my boyfriend and I had sex, our nose rings got caught together.
Oh, God.
We had to shuffle naked to the bathroom whilst bound to each other to try and get unhooked.
Oh.
We somehow avoided his housemate seeing us stumbling across the landing like a pair of strange conjoined twins. 7 years later, we still make a joke out of ensuring to remove our nose rings before sex and pop them on our respective bedside tables. Love you both, and Miss Ben's laugh. Can't wait to see you on tour, Anonymous.
Oh, let us know what show you're coming to, and we'll have a chat with you on tour about the nose rings.
Oh, yeah. Right. Last week, Jordan, you announced that you thought it was weird that I had pictures of my brother James around my house, which I stand by the fact it is absolutely not weird. So we asked all our G&D divas on social media if they agree with you, or if they think, like me, it is completely normal to have pictures of your family around the house. What do you think the result was, Jordan?
I reckon you probably won this one.
By a landslide.
Really?
86%. Surprised that was not 100%. Said it's absolutely fine. 14% agreed with you and said it's weird.
Yeah, but I was just thinking in context to my brothers. Yeah.
Mm.
If I had pictures of them up, I wouldn't want a picture of our Brad's up. He slops everywhere, doesn't he? So he's like, nothing's ever... He looked good at the christening, to be fair.
Right. Well, why don't you put that in a frame?
I might do, actually, because...
Maybe I'll change what I'm getting you for your birthday and get you some nice frames.
Yeah, I have.
Of your family.
I ain't got any picture of baby, so yeah.
He's called Bradley.
Okay.
And finally, the whole Sexted team are big fans of The Traitors, who isn't? And it turns out one of the contestants is also a G&D diva. On our socials again, we asked who you thought would be a G&D diva a couple of weeks ago. A lot of people thought Diane, Charlie Miles and Ross gave off strong G&D diva vibes. But today we can reveal the true identity of our G&D diva on the inside. It's Charlie.
Yes. So I recorded...
And you met Charlie.
Yeah, I met Charlie and Charlotte, and I recorded the little spin-off show that they do on BBC Two after the Traitors podcast with Ed Gamble. And Charlie was saying that her mum, Deb, is a big fan of Help Her Sex and My Boss. She listens, and they all watched on TikTok and stuff as well.
And she's got... Deb has got Charlie listening as well?
Yeah.
So there
we go. So hi, Deb and Charlie.
Sorry you got murdered.
Mm.
And finally, now there is a bit of a spoiler here, isn't there?
Traitors spoiler alert. So if you're not up to date on the Traitors, switch off right now.
Oh, no, don't switch off. Just press forward 15 seconds a couple of times.
Three, two, one, and go.
Right. Claudia murdered them all.
Well, thank you very much.
Marvellous. Well
thank
done,
you.
Everyone.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. So if you've got a question or story that isn't a dilemma or a problem, this is the place where we can read it out. So drop into our DMs on social media or send us an email to help@sextedmyboss.com with anything that you want to share with us. We also love hearing back from the people we offer advice to. So if that's you, do get back in touch with us. For more Sexted news and nonsense, sign up for our newsletter via sextedmyboss.com.
I'm off to Nashville to see Dixon Dallas.
Yee, I bet you are. Yeehaw!
Ride 'em, cowboy.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.